Good morning, everybody, and a real happy Thursday to you. And a great big warm welcome at Waring's. And here's the man, the host at Waring's, Fred Waring. Like that, huh?
Good morning, Bill Bivens. Good morning, everybody. Hello, everybody, and thanks for coming. I was just greeting the studio audience, and they put us on the air. I suppose they want to run on schedule, huh? And if they want to run on schedule...
I see.
Well, then I better stop talking, huh?
Maybe so.
All right.
For the song within my heart is you alone.
You know, Mr. Mentzer told me I talk too much anyway.
Listen, I rode in on the train with Mr. Mentzer.
Oh, and he agreed with that, huh?
No, he was up in the other car, but I saw to fix things up. He saw me.
I see. We better start the show. Where are we, folks? What is this day?
Thursday.
So early Thursday morning.
Thursday is market day, I believe.
Thursday is a day called market day, the day you spend your husband's pay, the day you lay supplies away. It's early Thursday morning. So early Thursday morning.
We'll have the poetry for the day, please, Daisy. Okay.
To market, to buy a fat pig. Home again, no jiggity jig.
Robert?
Because there was a sign on the butcher's door. We're out of meat. We have no more.
We're out of beef. We're out of lamb. We're out of pork and out of ham.
We're out of ribs. We're out of chuck. And believe me, sister, you're out of luck.
Well, if there's nothing to buy, we better change it to baking day. Let's stay home and have a baking day.
First is the day you bake your pies to give your family a surprise. The look of pie that's in their eyes. Early Thursday morning. So morning.
Well, we got the show started, Bill.
Certainly did.
We're calling it baking day.
What do you mean, baking day? It's market day. There's plenty of stuff.
How do you mean there's plenty of stuff?
Well, there's steaks and fruits and all. Why, golly, out in Larchmont, where I live, I do all our shopping, and I was in the store this morning. There's plenty of steaks, chops, ribs, anything you want.
Go ahead.
Well, and there's plenty of canned goods and things.
Yeah.
You know? But it's the middle of the month.
Yes, and?
Out of reds, yeah. Out of blues.
You mean out of reds? Oh, I see. There's plenty of stuff, but no points. Right. We better start this show quickly here. Song for the amphibious forces. It's called We're Going In. Everybody knows the great story of the amphibians, how they charge in there. Well, this song will tell the story.
It's the Nets, let's go, we're going in. There's a beach out there in the dawn somewhere, and a man-sized spy to win. Hi! It's the Nets, let's go, we're going in. This is it, amphibs, we're on our way. Hold it straight and true, for it's up to you when we hit that beach today. Hi! This is it, amphibs, we're on our way. Stand by with your gator and your cat and your duck. Come in on the flag and here's the best of luck. Give the old amphibs another win. Hit the nets, let's go, we're going in.
Yesterday, you may remember, we had this old network jumping, tingling, throbbing, and languishing with a program of songs about love. Well, brethren and sistern, the subject of our sermon for today is the blues. And after the past hour's rehearsal of blues songs, there's practically a blue fog hanging over the whole studio. However, the idea is not to give you the blues this morning, but to help you get over them. If it happens that you've got an unruly case of pernicious mood indigo, here's our theme song for today. Sun is shining, no more pining, bye-bye blues. Bill, who are those dignified-looking gentlemen in the front two rows of the studio?
Well, now, there's some big shots from the member stations that more or less carry this little program every morning, you know, and they're watching you.
They're watching me. They're listening to you.
No, they're...
I think we ought to give them a little attention to sort of, you know, they may go home and say, gee, he mentioned my name. Huh?
What do you say?
All right.
Okay.
Who are they, huh?
Well, there's Claire McCullough of WGAL, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Right near the hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Claire McCullough. I'll bet he was. He probably went to school with
me. Yes, sir. Huh? And there's Richard Shaftoe of WIS, Columbia, South Carolina.
Why, you all probably know him.
Yes, I do. Yes. He's a hunter from down around there. He hunts deer all the time.
Who
He's
else?
A southern boy.
Who else?
Nate Lord of WAVE, Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Another southern boy.
Yes, uh-huh.
Harold Wheelahan of WSMB in New Orleans.
Well, I know
Louisiana.
Harold, yes. I
Do you
know
really?
Harold. Yes, sir. The old days of the club for us down New Orleans.
Sure enough. And that's Stanley Hubbard of KSTP.
I know. He's from up in St. Paul, Minnesota, huh?
That's right.
Minneapolis? Where is it?
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Well, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Well, it's Stan Hubbard. All right. Who else?
Yes, you got it. Edgar Bell of WKY, Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah, I know Ed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Richard Lewis, KTAR, Phoenix, Arizona.
He's in the right spot out there, isn't he?
He certainly is. Mm-hmm. Sunshine, no rain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arden Pangborn of KGW, Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Wait.
Pangborn. Oh, I remember him, sure. He has hair, too, hasn't he?
Does he? How about you?
I have hair, too. There's one bald head down. I don't know him.
Well, what do you think you ought to do for these fellows?
Anybody? Else? Who are these men? Why are they here?
Well, I'll
group?
Tell you, they're the station's planning and advisory committee.
What is that in initials, Bill? S-P-A-A-C.
S-P-A-A-C, S-P-A-A-C, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a very interesting group of gentlemen, but they're not smiling. I see Mr. Niles Trammell's down there. He's the president of the National Broadcasting.
What can you tell me?
The president. Mm-hmm. He's smiling.
Better cut out this talk.
The third one from him isn't smiling, though, and what a head of no hair he has. Well, we better go on with our entertainment, and they'll take it up later.
Very good.
You know, early this week, Bill, we had the Alice Blue Gown, you know, that beautiful little song.
Wonderful.
Well, in order to fit this program, we switched it around. It's the Alice Gown Blues. I don't know what it means, but it's the Alice Gown Blues, and it's really a shame to do this to a song called Alice Blue Gown. Swingerettes and Glee Club, sing it.
Yes, sir.
The Alice Gown Blues. Her name was Alice.
She had a slinky gown, best in town.
She came from Dallas.
She was a talk of town, miles around.
She had no malice.
She was a killer down in Dallas town.
The gals were jealous.
The gals would hang around and spread and sound.
And then they tell us.
One day they stole her gown and skipped the town. And now the gown can't be bought. She's got the Alice Gown
Blues.
She wandered down in old Dallas town.
She wandered down to town.
And when she passed, they used to say, ah.
They are.
And then she cooed and gently nod.
She nod.
She's the belle of the town. She's the county pride. So she's the apple of her mother's eye.
And when she sees a boy, she smiles cute and coy.
She smiles, she'd be so cute and coy.
And the world was a world filled with joy.
Way back in 1932, The blueiest of the Depression years, we were all singing the blues, and that was the year Harold Arlen wrote one of his classic blues songs titled, I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Well, the Depression's over, but the melody, as they say, lingers on. So here's blue-eyed Joanne Wheatley to sing, I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Al Kanner's arrangement. The blues. Well, now it says here, a woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. And we really don't believe a word of it, but Johnny Mercer says so in the lyrics, and it's Harold Arlen's music, and it adds up to a mighty fine blues song. It's Blues in the Night. Ringwald's great arrangement for the Glee Club and the orchestra, Holly and Frank at the pianos, and Bob Evans in solo.
Take any questions. had the blues in the night. Take my words, a mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's
I think it was Emerson who said, consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. Well, never let it be said that we have a little mind. Here we start out to do a whole program of blues songs, and now all of a sudden we're tired of the whole thing, and we've got a swell new song for you. It's an arrangement by Ringwald, and it's a song that has nothing whatever to do with the blues. It's from a weekend at the Waldorf. This is the first time we've done it, and we hope you'll like. And there you are. Gordon Goodman and the Glee Club.
Close my eyes and there you are.
Ever stop to wonder why some songwriters write one or two good songs and then are never heard from again, while others, like Jerome Kern, for instance, go on year after year writing melodies that continually top your list of favorites? Well, maybe it's because the successful writers know enough to change their style as public taste and popular songs change. Now, I didn't mean this to be a lecture, but here's an example of what Jerome Kern was wowing him with back in 1921. It's the Blue Danube Blues, and it's from the show Good Morning, Dearie. And we're doing it today because this is a blues program. I thought we better get back to our subject. Don't you think so, Bill?
I think that's a good
one. All right, this is the Blue Danube Blues. Now, we're presenting this vocally exactly as it was done in the show in 1921. Instrumentally, that's another thing.
Thank you.
now, Jane Wilson has a guest here today.
I hear melody.
And he's Mayor Dunn of Montgomery, Alabama, and Howard Pill of WSFA in Montgomery. That's all, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow, same time at Welling.
We really have more time than you think, Bill. I didn't yell at you. I merely meant for you to you know, tell them we're going to do the theme. Go ahead, boys. We have lots of time. Haven't we about a half a minute yet? Let's sing it.
I hear music.
You say Jane had a guest?
Yes, I'll mention again. Mayor Dunn of Montgomery, Alabama, and Howard Till.
We had to get the South in here again.
They're sitting right there. We better say something about it.
Jingle from your tongue.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.